Good evening. It is 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's News Collective, Christina Laurie, Jesse Bell, Lauren Tucker, and Paige Lang. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What Will I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. In a message from Utilities Kingston, summer watering restrictions are now in effect. The annual summer watering restrictions are now in effect until September 15th. During this period, residents and businesses with odd-numbered civic addresses are permitted to water their gardens and lawns on odd-numbered days, while those with even-numbered addresses may water on even-numbered days. Watering guidelines. Use a handheld hose, can, or bucket anytime on your designated day. Use sprinklers from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. on your designated watering day. Tap into your rain barrel anytime. It saves energy, conserves water, and keeps your garden lush. Water and wastewater infrastructure is built to handle peak demand times, typically between 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Reducing water use during these hours ensures reliable water reserves and maintains fire protection capabilities. Heather Roberts, Director of Water and Wastewater Services at Utilities Kingston, states, quote, "As warm weather sets in each year, we see an increase in demand on our water systems. By reducing water use during peak seasons, we can ensure a reliable supply, maintain adequate reserves, and meet community needs sustainably. Your commitment to conserving water is essential," end quote. Reducing outdoor water use also minimizes pollutants that can end up in Lake Ontario, Kingston's primary source of drinking water. Water runoff from sprinklers and hoses can carry pollutants into the stormwater sewer system, ultimately reaching the lake. "We encourage everyone to adopt water-wise gardening practices. Simple steps can lead to beautiful gardens while conserving water and protecting our environment," adds Caro Casista, Conservation Coordinator at Utilities Kingston. Tips for a water-wise gardening. Use rain barrels to collect and use rainwater. Follow best practices for watering, such as watering early in the morning. Amend soil with organic content to retain moisture. Incorporate drought-tolerant plants into your garden. For inspiration, wander through the Utilities Kingston Water Conservation Garden at 1211 John Counter Boulevard. You can also explore more resources at utilitieskingston.com/conservationgarden. The City of Kingston's water bylaw regulates water restrictions to ensure sustainable water use during peak demand periods. Visit utilitieskingston.com to learn more about exemption permits, water saving tips, and how to make the most of your outdoor water use. In a message from the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, this summer, KFPL invites community members age 14 and up to discover their inner maker with the launch. In a message from the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, this summer, KFPL invites community members age 14 and up to discover their inner maker with the launch of the Make It Happen Maker Series. This hands-on series, led in the Gather Create space at the Central Branch on select Tuesdays at 6 p.m., offers participants a unique opportunity to learn practical skills from local experts in a supportive environment. Each session, from 3D printing to woodworking, is designed to empower attendees with new knowledge and abilities. The series offers a diverse lineup of engaging workshops throughout July and August. Starting off on July 9th, Makers Making Change, a program of the Neil Squire Society, will lead the session. Participants will assemble affordable writing aids designed to benefit Canadians with disabilities. On July 16th, SparkQ Studios will introduce participants to 3D printing technology, how it works, and how to use 3D software to create and print objects. On July 23rd, professional photographer Garrett Elliott will share tips and techniques for capturing memorable family and vacation photos, whether using a point-and-shoot camera, DSLR, or a smartphone. Liz Coates, manager of programming and outreach at KFPL, highlighted the program's broader impact, stating, quote, "Make It Happen embodies our commitment to creating inclusive spaces where community members can learn from each other, build new skills, and connect. Each session will give participants practical skills and foster a sense of empowerment and community spirit," end quote. Registration for each event opens 3 weeks before the program date and can be accessed at calendar.kfpl.ca. Space is limited to ensure personalized support, so interested individuals are encouraged to sign up early or join the waitlist if sessions reach capacity. Once again, the full list of events and registration can be found at calendar.kfpl.ca. In a message from the City of Kingston, learn about service and program impacts and ways to celebrate July 1st this year. This Canada Day, come together to celebrate summer and beat the heat at the coolest party in Kingston. The city will host a free event at Confederation Park in Springer Market Square featuring live entertainment, food vendors, a kids zone, and more. To learn more about what's on this July 1st and how to make the most of the day, visit their special Canada Day resource page. The city, in partnership with Kingston Fire and Rescue, encourages all community members to leave the fireworks show to the experts. The city will host a free fireworks display starting at 10 p.m. The best place to experience the magic is Confederation Basin. If hosting friends or family, KFR reminds all residents that they must obtain a free open-air fire permit. Residents are required to read and comply with the full list of regulations. The City of Kingston wishes all residents a safe and happy long weekend and extends special thanks to the people who will be working to keep our community running. In terms of scheduling impacts to look out for, garbage, green bin, and recycling, there is no collection on Monday, July 1st. Collection occurs the day after your regular collection day. Sign up at cityofkingston.ca to receive collection reminders by phone or email and get the free Kingston Waste app on your Apple or Android device. Kingston Transit services will operate on Sunday schedule on Monday, July 1st. Kingston Access Bus operates with limited service on Monday, July 1st. Call 613-542-2512 for information. Kingston Area Recycling Center is closed on July 1st. Administrative offices are closed on Monday, July 1st. This includes Housing and Social Services and Provincial Offices at 362 Montreal Street. Recreational facilities, the Invista Center and arenas are closed on Monday, July 1st and open on Tuesday, July 2nd. Artillery Park Aquatic Center closed Monday, July 1st and open on Tuesday, July 2nd. Rideau Heights Community Center is closed Monday, July 1st and also open on Tuesday, July 2nd. And Kingston East Community Center is closed Monday, July 1st and open Tuesday, July 2nd. Culligan Water Park is open on Monday, July 1st. Portsmouth Olympic Harbor and Confederation Basin Marinas are open on Monday, July 1st. The Kingston Grand Theatre box office is open on Saturday, June 29th at 12 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. They're closed on Sunday and Monday. Tickets for all shows can be purchased online 24 hours a day at kingstongrand.ca. The Pump House Museum is open Saturday, July 29th, closed Sunday, June 30th, and Monday, July 1st. It opens again on Tuesday, July 2nd. Once again, that is service and program impacts for July 1st. The City of Kingston has shared an update on behalf of PSPC on the LaSalle Causeway closure. PSPC has been working closely with Presley Demolition Incorporated, which has engaged specialized teams that have been working 12-hour shifts daily to expedite the Bascule Bridge demolition. As a result, the demolition and removal of the bridge structure has been progressing ahead of schedule. They can now confirm that the LaSalle Causeway is fully open for marine navigation. PSPC continues to develop a plan in partnership with the City of Kingston to reinstate access for vehicles, cyclists, and pedestrians using a temporary bridge solution. At the same time, they've also started preliminary work regarding a permanent replacement bridge. More information will be shared as it becomes available. PSPC encourages users to consult their public notices and social media channels for updates. In a message from the City of Kingston, this Canada Day, come together to celebrate summer and beat the heat at the coolest party in Kingston. Canada Day will take place in Confederation Park, 209 Ontario Street this year. The festivities will start at 11 a.m. with the Parade of People presented by Downtown Kingston and ends at an amazing fireworks display at 10 p.m. with loads of activities in between. Three-time Scribble Jam champion and world-renowned DJ Scratch Bastid will bring the party to Springer Market Square at 8 p.m. Make sure to catch DJ Tedwin at 7 p.m. and Ayanda the DJ at 6 p.m. on the main stage. Chill out in the Caesar & Co. Beer Garden, all ages welcome, government-issued photo ID required to purchase alcoholic beverages. And grab a bite from some of the city's best food vendors. Magicians, a rock climbing wall, kids zone, live music, and so much more are waiting for you this Canada Day. For complete details, visit cityofkingston.ca under Canada Day, including parking or transit info. Funding for this event is provided by the Government of Ontario. Downtown Kingston programming is supported by the Department of Canadian Heritage. That wraps up your headlines for this evening. Next up is Lauren Tucker with your CFRC Arts Desk.
Thanks so much, Christina. Here's your arts and culture news for the week. running now until July 4th at the Isabel Bader Center, the National Youth Orchestra of Canada's Chamber Fest will be presented, featuring free afternoon and evening concerts from young musicians and renowned faculty. Performances will be as unique as they are varied, and for more information on showtimes and repertoire, you can visit queensu.ca/theisabel. Tickets for this year's Theatre Kingston Fringe Festival went on sale on June 20th, and the full lineup has now been announced. This year's festival runs 11 days from August 1st to 11th across three venues and includes 18 shows. Single show tickets and dash passes are now available at kingstongrand.ca, and to learn more about Fringe and all the uncensored, uncurated, and unboring shows hitting the festival this year, you can visit theatrekingston.com. Also in theater news on Friday, July 5th and Saturday, July 6th, Domino Theater presents the Come Play by the Lake one-act festival at the Domino Theater at 52 Church Street, featuring the plays Left Alone by J. Wes Secord, A Kiss to Build a Dream On by Penny Barker, The Evolution of Morals, Principles, and Values by Harry Jordan, and Dress Rehearsal by Morgan Wade. Tickets are $20 for adults and $10 for students and available through the Kingston Grand box office at kingstongrand.ca or at 613-530-2050. Also coming up in festivals, running from June 29th to July 1st, is ArtFest Kingston from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily in City Park. This festival features over 150 vendors, art, live music, poetry, food, and more for the whole family, and admission is free. Visit artfestkingston.ca for more information. And from July 8th to 13th, the Ground Up Dance Festival, Kingston's only professional dance festival, returns for its third year, featuring Unmoored by Order of Canada recipient Peggy Baker, as well as six dance pieces by local artists, classes, and an opening night party at Musiki Cafe, featuring a panel about local collaborative dance. Admission to class and performances varies, and some pay-what-you-can options are available, and you can visit groundupdancefestival.ca for more information. Registration for summer term programming at the Kingston School of Art is now open, including programs for youth and adults, as well as workshops and summer camps. Coming up in July is adult programs like Exploring Realism with Charcoal, Realism in Oil, Shading 101, Intro to Printmaking, Intermediate Print Space, Intro to Sculpture, and Paper Mache Sculpture, as well as youth programs like Drawing Fundamentals and Intro to Sculpture. For more information and to register, visit ksoa.info. And every Monday at Daft Brewing, Bon Evans hosts Music Trivia Mondays at 7 p.m. Put your music knowledge to the test in four more rounds of trivia, whether you're going it solo or in a team with clips, questions, and more. The winning team walks away at the end of the night with a $50 gift card and bragging rights, so be sure to check it out for a Monday night of music and fun. Kingston welcomes back Movies in the Square on Thursdays this summer, and the full lineup has now been announced. This summer, you can mark your calendars for 10 Things I Hate About You on June 27th, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning on July 11th, Barbie on July 18th, The Italian Job on July 25th, A League of Their Own on August 1st, Beetlejuice on August 8th, Freaky Friday on August 15th, Night at the Museum Battle of the Smithsonian on August 22nd, and Lilo and Stitch on August 29th. Be sure to mark your calendars now to experience your favorite films for free this summer under the stars. And this week at Kingston's Independent Cinema, The Screening Room, you can catch special screenings Midsommar, The Director's Cut on June 27th, Dazed and Confused on June 28th and 30th, and a double feature of X and Pearl on June 29th and July 1st, ahead of the premiere of Maxine. There's also new arrivals and special screenings all the time, so be sure to check back at screeningroomkingston.com for more cinema adventures. That's all I've got for you on Arts Desk today, so I'll turn it over to Jessie Bell at the Sports Desk.
This is Jesse Bell from the CFRC Sports Desk, and this is your sports report for Wednesday, June 26th, 2024. History was made in Sunrise, Florida on Monday night as the Florida Panthers won the first Stanley Cup in their franchise's 30-year history. The fourth time ended up being the charm for the Panthers, as in their fourth attempt to eliminate the Edmonton Oilers, Florida finally made good. Game 7 proved to be a low-event, low-scoring affair, as there were just 45 total shots combined between the two teams and 3 total goals. The Panthers' physical defense finally managed to stifle an explosive Oilers offense, which had put up 18 goals over the prior 3 games. Early on, it looked like Game 7 had the potential to become a high-scoring shootout, as both the Panthers and the Oilers scored within 2 minutes of one another. Carter Verhaeghe scored his 11th goal of the playoffs to kick things off for Florida, and Matthias Janmark scored his 4th, assisted by Cody Ceci. we would not see any more goal-scoring action until late into the second period when Sam Reinhart, who tallied 57 goals in the regular season, put up his 10th of the postseason. Ultimately, that second period goal would prove to be the winner for the Panthers, who took home a 2-1 victory. Connor McDavid would be named the Conn Smythe Trophy winner, awarded to the playoffs MVP. This is a rare moment, as oftentimes the Conn Smythe goes to the best player on the winning team. McDavid joins an elite group of Conn Smythe Trophy winners who played for the losing team in the Stanley Cup Finals. The Stanley Cup drought has now extended to 32 seasons for Canadian teams. For the Oilers, their main offseason goal is to re-sign their all-pro forward, Leon Draisaitl. Moving now to local sports, the Kingston Grenadiers had a successful homestand at Richardson Memorial Stadium over the weekend as they hosted the Oshawa Hawkeyes, both the U16 AAA and U18 AAA squads. The U16 Grenadiers kicked things off at 1 p.m. and would take a 4-point victory over the Hawkeyes, 25-21. The U18 squad recorded an emphatic 47-0 shutout victory over the Hawkeyes. Both the U16 and U18 Kingston Grenadiers find themselves towards the top end of the AAA East Division. The U16 Grenadiers have a 4-1 record, with their only loss coming to the top-ranked Cumberland Panthers. Meanwhile, the U18 Grenadiers are a perfect 5-0. However, they have yet to play the other top team in the East, the Durham Dolphins. At present, the U18 Grenadiers have the best point differential in the league. They've scored 218 points and surrendered only 66. This top-ranked defense will look to power the Grenadiers into the Ontario Summer Football League playoffs. This concludes your sports report for Wednesday, June 26, 2024. This is Jesse Bell signing off and wishing you all nothing but the best.
Now for your CFRC weather report for this evening. Tonight we have cloudy skies with a 40% chance of showers this evening and after midnight. We also have a risk of thunderstorm early this evening. We have a low of 16 degrees. Looking forward to tomorrow, Thursday, June 27th, we're expecting a mix of sun and cloud, winds being 20 kilometers per hour, gusting to 40. We have a high of 22 degrees and a UV index of 8 or very high. On Thursday night, we'll have clear skies and a low of 10 degrees. On Friday, June 28th, we're expecting sunny skies and a high of 23, and for the night, cloudy skies with a low of 18. Looking forward to the weekend, on Saturday, we are expecting some rain with a 60% chance of showers and a high of 23 during the day and 18 at night. On Sunday, we're expecting a 30% chance of showers and high of 24 during the day and 12 at night. That wraps up your weather report for this evening, and next up is your CFRC Weekly Traffic Report. Now it's time for your weekly CFRC traffic report for the week of June 21st to 27th. PSPC wishes to advise users that the LaSalle Causeway will be fully closed to motorists, cyclists, and pedestrians until further notice. In other road closures to look out for, Albert Street, Princess to 486 Albert is closed until December 31st. Baden Street, Mowat to McDonald is closed until July 1st to accommodate construction activity on Baden Street. Cataract Way Woods Drive, Sydenham to Centennial is closed June 24th to 25th from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. Hillcrest Avenue, Kings Court to 7th is closed until September 1st for buried infrastructure replacement. The road will be open to local traffic. King Street, Plastarms to North End of King is closed until September 30th for the construction of new storm and roadbed. The road will be open to local traffic. Sydenham Street, Princess to Queen is closed until September 27th for downtown Kingston BIA activations. Finally, University Avenue, Union to Earl is closed until July 31st for the removal of debris from the Queen's J-Duck project. In parking disruptions, the Hanson Memorial Parking Structure Restoration Project is underway. The work is planned to conclude in December of 2024. It is anticipated that no more than 50% of the available 271 parking spaces will be closed at any time. There is also parking availability at the Chown Memorial and Robert Bruce Memorial parking garages in the two adjacent blocks to the west. In other delays, Gardiner's Road at Centennial and Creekfort expect delays while a contractor completes intersection widening, traffic signal upgrades, and cycling and pedestrian improvements. Hudson Drive at Bay Ridge Public School expect delays until June 28th. Hudson Drive at Hudson Park also expect delays until June 28th. Highway 2 Abbey Dawn to St. Lawrence expect a lane closure to complete enhanced flood protection. The lane closure will be controlled by a temporary traffic signal. For project details, you can visit Get Involved Kingston. Pine Grove Road, Highway 15 to Boundary, expect delays June 24th to 28th as a contractor will be completing surface treatment. Queen Street, Montreal to Sydenham expect a westbound lane closure today to accommodate construction activity. Detours will be in place for the duration of the closure. Seabrook Road, Highway 15 to Big Hill, expect delays June 24th to 28th as the contractor will be completing surface treatment. That wraps up your traffic report for this evening, and next up is your events and concerts calendar with Paige.
It's time for CFRC's concert and events calendar. Have an event you'd like covered? Reach out through cfrc.ca today. On Wednesday, June 26th from 7 to 8 p.m., walk to Springer Market Square for a throwback to the jazzy tunes of yesteryear with Craig Jones and the 20th Century Jazz Band. The event is free. This Wednesday, join a candlelit memorial at Trellis HIV and Community Care, honoring and remembering those we have lost to HIV and the drug poisoning crisis. Opportunities to share and remember are available. All are welcome. On Thursday, June 27th, Canadian blues band River City Junction is starting your night at the Cove Inn from 5 to 8 p.m. for $10. Stay to watch jazz trio Spencer Evans Trio from 8 to 10 p.m. Swing by Hotel Wolf Island this Thursday for Toronto-based indie band Moon River. Show starts at 7 p.m. and admission is $15. Dap Brewery is hosting Drag Bingo from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m., hosted by local drag legend Rowena Way. No tickets, just show up and play. Don't forget your stamper. This event is 19+. On Friday, June 28th at the Mansion, see Halifax-based indie band Steel Cut Oats and Sleepy Kicks with guest Sadie McFadden and Mobius Trip. Cover is $15 at the door and the show runs from 9 to 11:30 p.m. On this Friday, swing by The Merchant for Lakota's EP release show with the guest The Astros. The show starts at 9:30 p.m. and admission is $20. Walk down to Springer Market Square for 7 p.m. to watch Kitkinet Country, a concert with Clem Chesterfield and the Lazy Boy Recliners. The event is free, just enjoy the live music in the square. Also on Friday, experience the annual charity event Canna Doom 2 at Overtime Sports Bar for a night of heavy metal from Purveyor of Chaos, Sweet Machete, Don't Tell Sarah, and more. The show runs from 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. and ticket prices range from $25 to $30. On Saturday, June 29th, join Blue Martini for a night of girl power rock and roll with Mobius Trip, The Sugar Pills, and Say It Back. Tickets are $15 and the door opens at 8:30 p.m. Walk down to Confederation Park for Saturday sessions with Dave Barton Trio, Irish Roots, and Celtic Kitchen Party. Enjoy free live music in the park from 11 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Enjoy the triple threat showcase of Cody Allen James and Good Co., Dennis Bowman and the Wild Roses, and the Holy Gamblers at Hotel Wolf Island. The show starts at 7 p.m. and cover is to be determined. For just $5, bring your dancing shoes for Soca and Afrobeats with DJ Smooth Mix at La Vida Bistro and Social. The event runs from 9 to 11:55 p.m. On Sunday, June 30th, enjoy a Latin-inspired twist to your Sunday on the patio with Mauricio Montesinos at the Creekside Bar and Grill from 5 to 7 p.m. Come down to Finkel Shore Park for free live music this Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. From 2 to 5, singer-songwriter Gerald McGrath is at Spearhead Brewery. The event is free. Have any songs you want to try out? Come to The Buckle. They are hosting their first Sunday open mic from 7 to 10 p.m. The event is free to attend. Dust off your shoulder pads or acid wash denim and go to the Cove Inn this Sunday for pre-Canada Day party 80s Enough. This 80s-themed party runs from 7 to 11 p.m. and the event is $85 to attend, including dinner, show, and donation to Westport Lions Club Beach. That's all for live music and events this week.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear, 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
What'll I Wear offers the best in vintage funky one-of-a-kind treasures, clothing, accessories, and a fabulous selection of jewels, vintage and new. Find the cutest purse, the most dashing of hats and sunglasses, everything to complete your individual look. What'll I Wear has it all. They can dress you from top to bottom. Find your new fashion fave at What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street in Kingston. Visit their new location and follow them on Facebook to keep up to date with what's in store at What'll I Wear.